この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello, I'm Connor.
And I'm Christine.
And we will be hosting you forEpisode 452, Japan Top 10's November 2022 Artist of the Month episode, featuring the one and only, the Peggies. But before we get to that, we're going to go and make one announcement. We are looking for team members. That includes audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts, like what we're doing right now, to join our podcast. This is an opportunity to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. So if you are more curious about this, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for more details.
All right, well, let's get into our artist introduction then. Today we are going to be introducing the Peggies, who are a Japanese all-female rock band from Kawasaki, Kanagawa. The band formed in 2011, and their name originates from the female name Peggy. The girls played as band openers opening for other great bands like Rin Toshite Shigure, Nico Touches the Walls, and Key Talk, among others.
And then on July 8th, 2022, the band announced that they would be going on indefinite hiatus following the release of the best of compilation album MMY and final tour, the Peggy's Tour 2022, My White. So, I mean, I really do hope that they can start making music again soon. But, I mean, I'm also excited to see where the, you know, musicians, I guess, decide to go from here on out. I guess more on this hiatus, it was a decision made due to the members wanting to reflect on their relationship with music. And so, again, I guess they all kind of agreed that they had wanted something else, or they're just kind of, you know, maybe need some change. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's a decision that I guess as listeners or as fans, we respect and hopefully we'll hear their music again. To introduce you to the members of the band consists of three members. We have Yuho Kitazawa, Yuho, as the vocalist, guitarist, and who is in charge of composing and arranging the songs. Makiko Ishiwata, or Mega Makiko, who is the bassist, and we have Miku Onuki, otherwise known as Mimi Miku, who's on the drums.
Yeah, and I don't know if any of you guys who are listening remember this, but we have featured a few of their songs, I think, previously, and I think we have mentioned the nicknames like Yuho, Mega Makiko, and Mimi Miku. So it would make my day if anyone actually remembered those names. But anyways, moving on. The Peggies have done several anime song performances for shows including Baruto, Boku no Hero Academia, Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, as well as Rent-A-Girlfriend.
Yeah, definitely pretty well-known works.
Yeah, have you seen any of those anime before?
So I'm familiar with Boku no Hero Academia, out of the four animes that were listed, but for whatever reason, I'm trying to recall which theme song they did, because, you know, with Boku no Hero Academia, because they have so many seasons, like, it's not the case of, you know, it's a one cool thing. It's, I think we're on season six right now, and they change theme song performance artists every season. So yeah, I guess, like, what stuck with me for Boku no Hero Academia was probably Kenshi Yonezu and a few other bands. It must have just, like, gone over my head when the Peggies, or it could be one of the seasons, because I'm not caught up with all the seasons, so it could be one of the seasons I've not seen. But the other three I'm less familiar with.
Me as well. I definitely have heard of them, but I've seen the most of My Hero Academia, mm-hmm. So I'm in the same boat. And I think, like I guess, as you know, the listeners will find out, like, their sound is very unique, but also, like, I think it's so, like, well seasoned and, like, procured that, like, it kind of blends in, like, very well, especially when it's, you know, I guess, playing for an anime opening or ending. And so maybe that's why we both can't really recollect listening to it before.
Yeah, no, it's definitely possible.
Well, after introducing the band, I think we will go and one more announcement. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast? Well, you can reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode. And so you can see our website at jtop10.jp for more information. And Nola is a very nice person, and so do not be afraid to reach out to her. But yes, we really do hope that you reach out. And so we've got Highlight, Highlight by the Peggies. Again, this song is Highlight, Highlight by the Peggies. And it is the opening theme song for In the Heart of Kunoichi Tsubaki.
The song was released on the Peggies' official YouTube channel on April 2nd, 2022.
And the official music video has over 900,000 views on the channel, which, if you don't know, that is a lot. I wish I was that popular.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Kunoichi is a Japanese not ninja, but kind of like female version of ninja, if that makes sense.
I see.
So it's essentially Kunoichi is usually referred to, I guess, female clans of ninja. And I actually haven't heard of that anime series as well. When I saw that it was the opening theme for the work, I went to look up what the work is because I wasn't familiar with it. But, you know, the song itself, yeah, I would say like 900,000 views, you know, almost hitting a million. It's definitely a song that has been heard by a lot of people, like honestly stating the obvious here, but I really like how they transition between the different melody parts. And it's also, the music video was almost like them in a box, and they have really colorful hair, and the background in their box is also corresponding, or at least kind of in harmony with their hair, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the anime right now on online, and it's actually like gotten really good reviews. MyAnimeList.net, it has a 7.18 score.
Oh wow, that's pretty high.
Yeah, its popularity is ranked number 2,821, which, I mean, there's a lot of anime out there, so that's pretty good. And you were spot on too. Yeah, like it's about like an all-female clan of ninjas, and I mean, from the title cover, it looks like pretty cute slash like, you know, like charming, I guess. And so, I mean, maybe the director, you know, was onto something when he had hired the Peggys for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And before we move on to our next song, we have another quick announcement for you. If you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcast, you could potentially reach up to 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with an advertising cost that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp if you're interested. And up next, we have Fireworks or Hanabi by the Peggys.
「溜め込んで溢れ出して溺れちゃうよ」じゃ意味
日。
And that was Hanabi by the Peggies. Hanabi was released on August 28th, 2020 on the Peggies official YouTube channel.
And the highest charting position of the entry is number 180, which is actually really, really high.
Yeah, and the song appeared one time actually in the top 100 for the chart.
Wow, okay, that's a big deal. I mean, the competition in the top 100 for like just in like Japanese songs is like really competitive.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The stuff that I hear on there is so amazing, and I guess just knowing that they've, you know, kind of made their stake over there as well, it just makes me, you know, feel, I guess, happy for them. And like, they are in fact a really talented group of musicians, you know.
Right. So the song is actually a part of their music album Sentimentoru, which we will get into a bit later, but like I'll say it now, but I really like the album cover of Sentimentoru, which this song was featured in. I guess I like the color, and I like the fact that it was someone trying to hold on to like a measuring tape, but also a bird is kind of wrapping it around someone's hand. It's interesting to me.
Their album artwork has always like intrigued me as well, and I think that also is kind of what helps make them such a memorable band. Is like when I'm, you know, like thinking of what songs I want to listen to, I see the album artwork like first on like a streaming app, and so I'm immediately like, oh, I know exactly what song this is and what group this is, and I want to play it. And so,
oh yeah, definitely.
I think that's also an important aspect of being a well-rounded band.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but personally, I feel like Hanabi is something so particular to Japanese culture and Japanese experience. Like, I feel like when you say fireworks in Japan versus fireworks in other countries, they kind of connotate to different things, because fireworks in Japan, there's always, at least for me, I feel like I always feel nostalgic whenever fireworks is mentioned, because then you start thinking of the cultural aspects, how, you know, how people will go to these fireworks matsuri or fireworks festival together. Because it happens every summer, it kind of goes back into what we were saying before, how summer sometimes equates to heartbreaks. But I think it's because, you know, so many things just happen during the summer, and when it leaves, like, you really feel summer leaving. And this song, of course, being a slower tempo song as well, you know, I definitely feel that nostalgic and bittersweet aspect to the song.
We got another announcement for y'all. Thank you to everyone who had participated in our annual listener survey. We will review your feedback and provide some feedback on your suggestions provided by you. Furthermore, we will announce the winner to our annual survey on the next episode. If you won, you should have received an email from us.
So stay tuned for that.
Yes. Well, next up, we have another song by the Peggies called Footprints. Sayonara, saikan nakucha, boku yo boku ni nare to sakebu. Tadori tsuku saki de kimi ni mo ichidu deaitai no sa. Ichi datte kimi goshi no sekai wo miteta. Otomo naku Again, that was Footprints by the Peggies. So this is the first ending theme for season 5 of the anime My Hero Academia. So I guess that answers our question from the beginning of the episode.
It does, and I can confirm this is definitely the reason why I have no memory of it, because I have not seen this season. But Footprint was released on April 24th, 2021 on the Peggies official YouTube channel.
I think I stopped watching it at like season 4 or 3, maybe.
I want to say that's also where I stopped.
I guess continuing watching My Hero Academia, and especially now that I know that the Peggies are playing one of the ending themes, I really need to get back into that. But this song spent 11 weeks on the charts after its release, and so I guess that's probably aided by the fact that it was, you know, part of a very popular anime.
For sure. I feel like anime theme songs sometimes are people, and when I say people, I'm including myself, it's almost a channel for people to know new artists and new work, especially because usually the theme songs for animes are always tied to the story, so it's really pleasant and enjoyable for people who are very involved or very invested in the story to hear something that's played out in musical form. Although I've not seen this season, when I heard the song, it definitely sounded familiar to me. So that could also be why, you know, that it was a part of My Hero Academia season 5, and I must have heard it in passing somewhere.
That's like the thing with like popular songs, I feel, is like some way, somehow, they have a way of getting to like a wide array of audience members, and like even if you haven't, you know, seen the direct source of it, like it's so catchy or so good that you have a feeling that you've like heard it before.
Yeah, no, for sure. And before we move on, we just have one last announcement for you. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. And we are at our last song of today. It is Centimeteru, or Centimeter, by the Peggies.
Bye.
And that was Centimetru, the opening theme for the anime Rent a Girlfriend.
Is also the most popular song by the Peggies and has reached the highest achieved chart position, which would be number one.
Centimetru has spent 78 weeks on the Japan Top 40s chart. That's really impressive. And in the YouTube video with this opening, and it's actually an anime channel, not even the Peggies' original artist channel, there's 12 million views, and then the song was released on July 17th, 2020. So in the span of slightly over 2 years, it garnered 12 million views, and that's just insane.
Yeah, it's like this group has performed for a lot of very popular anime.
Yeah, and I found it really surprising too, because although I didn't watch Rent a Girlfriend, I knew that it was definitely one of the most popular anime that came out during that particular season in 2020. And, you know, if you listen to their album and all the different songs that we've introduced to you today, they definitely have a presence themselves, and they definitely have character, and there's, you know, a certain style in which the artist likes to write her music and write her lyrics. But the fact that you can create something so complementary to an anime work, I think it's really great.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes them so amazing and so identifiable. It's like music is also just a form of expression. I think that these musicians are very good at expressing themselves, as well as expressing certain themes that are required for anime or, I guess, films, and even in their own music videos. So props to you, the Peggies. At least know that you have number one fan that's, I guess, eagerly waiting your return. But thank you.
I'm sure you're not the only one. So yeah, I mean, it's been really pleasant going over, you know, I feel like I say this a lot, but Japan Top 10 has really been my channel to get to know different Japanese music. And like I was telling you before, I actually wasn't super familiar with the Peggies, and I'm glad that I had the time, you know, in recording this episode to listen to some of their songs, because it's such a pleasant surprise and a pleasant finding. And I definitely heard a number of songs where right after we stop recording, I know I'll add to my playlist. So
that makes me happy. Yeah,
it's been a great discovery for myself.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I mean, I also appreciate this episode because, I mean, it's our first time hosting together.
It is. Yeah, I enjoyed hosting together with you, Connor. It's been really great. And, you know, obviously you being a fan of the Peggies, it's also super interesting to get insight from you as well.
Yes, of course. Anytime.
So we have reached the end of our episode, and we hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as Connor and I did hosting it. Andy and Shauna will be joining you over a week from now to bring you the brand new Top 10 episode for the month of November, so definitely stay tuned for that.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine. And this was your host, Christine.
And Connor.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.